10Y, 5M. 10 years in 5 minutes. Join us in celebrating a decade of groundbreaking collaboration at NCCR Molecular Systems Engineering in Switzerland. Members and friends share their experiences and insights from our remarkable journey together. Be part of our 10th anniversary celebration, where innovation meets inspiration. NCCR, Molecular Systems Engineering, shaping the future together.
I came to Basel actually in 2017. I moved the labs from Zurich to Basel, and I think that was my first step into the NCCR MSE. So I joined around this time, this consortium. Yeah, it helped me to connect immediately to people in Basel and to people all over Switzerland. But I pretty much enjoyed that I got in contact easily with colleagues on the campus and Campus Rosenthal, and immediately found connections to other chemists and to other research groups. So that was extremely helpful at this time. And over the years, now looking back, I must say that many of these I met at the beginning, they became collaborators over the time. So we found actually beautiful projects to do, some interesting projects, some fancy projects that never ended, that never led to a publication. And also by meeting everyone again and again in retreats, on site visits, on a conference, over COVID time via Zoom, we stayed in contact and we became more familiar with each other. So it's basically a family meeting when we go to the last retreats, actually. So this aspect I enjoy very much. I think this is really a consortium that, yeah, is really welcoming everyone with ideas and allows us to collaborate on things that are not mainstream. I have a few memories over the years. So I think the first retreats I participated, it was for me really meeting everyone, meeting the PIs of this consortium. And we developed ideas like the one with the group from Florian Seebeck. We developed a droplet sorter, and that was one that droplet sorter are on the, you know, are published. And initially it felt like, okay, just another droplet sorter. But then we figured out, okay, we need a special one. We need a special readout. We can just take like a fluorescence readout that everyone is using. So we developed one that is for measuring a full spectrum, an absorption spectrum, and that made it unique and made it interesting for us to go into this topic. And I guess otherwise I would never ever collaborated with Florian on his topic. So kind of far away from my field. But it helped us to find this collaboration and to develop this special type of sorter. I must say my PhD was about a sorter as well, so connected also to a time that is a long time ago. And we stick to the droplet approaches. We had very beautiful collaborations with other groups, Sven Panke, Tom Ward, also my PhD students, I think like JC from Tom's group and Ariane from my group. They had a beautiful collaboration. They really pushed each other to do a great work, to go deeper into the topic, to learn the other side, to really have an interdisciplinary PhD. Both of them enjoyed their time very much. I met both of them later on, and I think they have good memories on the PhD that they finished within the time of the NCCR MSE. Okay, the highlights of the NCCR were also the retreats that we had. The one that I remember very well was in Macklingen near Biel, where I enjoyed actually the environment and did a short hike, but I had not so much time. I, of course, wanted to listen to the talks and see the posters and so on. So actually, I came back with my family just a short while afterwards to do a full hike around Macklingen in the Twanbachschlucht. That was actually a very amazing area. And later we went to Grindelwald. This is an amazing place all over there, these mountains and so on. I think that is a wonderful place. This is part of the whole consortium, right, that we meet in places and then socialize at these places, do hikes together and have also this part of fun. one of the amazing things in such a consortium is actually the broadness. So you cross the borders to chemistry, to biology, but so it helps to actually cross comfort zones. But what was really amazing is that we not only crossed them within science, so we left really our bubble and we could see the perspective of people who are artists. And I think they have their own bubble. And then we saw the video, the film from Michel Comte, actually. And it was amazing to see how he sees our project, our concepts, and what came out of this is it's different, but it's an eye opener also that other people see our world in a completely different way.